This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. My name is Allison Keeber, and I am your host for Prophetic Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to give a special shout out to all of our friends that are joining us on Facebook Live today. As many of you know, sometimes we go live here on Dale Gentry's Facebook page. And so we try to hit, you know, different sources of media. Just know that you can always catch us on bpnradio.com or BPN Radio through your TuneIn app. And so we're available for you to hear us 24 hours a day. We love that on Facebook you can see our replays of some of our lives and that on the radio too. So I get a lot of requests from people who say, how can I re-listen to that word if I'm not on Facebook? And we replay today's broadcast at 2, 5 and 10 p.m. And so you can tune in at those times and re-listen to this broadcast. But we are so delighted that you are here with us today. We know that people hunger for a word from God. Isn't that just so true? Don't we just love to hear from our God, our Lord? Don't we just love to hear what He has to say to us? And so we know that Prophetic Tuesday with Dale Gentry and Prophetic Thursday are two of our most listened to programs simply because people desire to hear a word from the Lord. And so this morning, as we get started, I just want to remind you that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our other programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. But like I said, we are absolutely delighted that you are here today and you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. And I always have to give my husband a shout out because he is over there taking your names, writing down any prayer requests that you have, praying as they come in. He's praying over me, praying over our equipment. And also, too, a huge shout out to Aliona, who is all the way over in Moldova, who is working to make sure that you can hear us loud and clear on bpnradio.com. So it takes a village, right? This is not just a just a happenstance ministry. We are doing something here. We are growing. We have the people in place. And we have the community that is continuing to help us grow by sharing our ministry. And so again, we are so excited and delighted that you are here with us, that you are, you know, one of the things that I love about Facebook is that we get the opportunity to see those of you interacting with each other, praying for one another in the comment section, lifting one another up. And I just want to encourage you to keep doing that, because there you might get a word for someone who's put in their name or their prayer request. And please feel free to share that in the comment section. We love to see you lifting each other up. So, as we dive into prophetic Thursday, excuse me, I almost said Tuesday, forgot what day it was. We want to jump right in, of course. But first, we want to remember that according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. I know you've heard me say this time and time again, but it's so important that we remember that it's a word from the Lord, and it's just simply that. It's a word word. It's not a chapter. It's not a book, right? It's not a finality. It's a word from the Lord designed to help you go back to the Lord, sit with your God, and have Him reveal to you more and more and more. And so, again, it's just a small part of that much bigger picture. Much, much bigger picture. Remember, a prophetic word can be a now word, it can be a future word, it can be a confirming word, and it can be a brand new word. I love that. It can be a now word, right? It can be a now word, but it can also be a new word. And as 1 Corinthians 14:3 states, "But he who prophesies speaks in edification and exhortation and comfort to men." You can always trust that Holy Spirit is going to be like a big, fuzzy, warm comforter. And as we go into fall and winter here, you know, we have that sense of what it feels like just to kind of be wrapped up in that comforter. But Holy Spirit wants us to feel that all the time. He wants us to know that He is the great comforter, right? That He is our great comforter. And so remember, though, that as you receive a word, you've got to receive it with your spirit. Right? Because our mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive that of the supernatural. So we've got to receive it with our spirit. So some of you today, you'll hear a word and your spirit will leap. Yes, your spirit will leap and you go, "But it doesn't have my name attached to it." Just know that God can use a word that he's spoken for someone else, and it can be your word too. So if your spirit jumps, I encourage you to take hold of that word, to write it down, to rehearse it, to take it back into your quiet time and say, "God, reveal to me more of what you have to say. God, I'm listening." And remember, it's important that we listen with our spiritual ears, right? Our spiritual ears, not our flesh ears, but our spiritual ears, and open up our spiritual hearts so that we can receive what God has for us and allow it to soak in. You know, so many times I've been given words where I'm like, I don't know, I don't see that, God. I don't see that. That's definitely a future word. I don't see that. But my spirit knows that it's my word and that it's for me to receive and that it's for me to take back to that quiet time. And I just pray that today, each of you who came here desiring to hear a word from the Lord, that that's what you hear today. That is what you came for and that is what you shall receive, so that you can go out and you can share the testimony of what God is doing in your life, right? So before we get started, I want to invite you to pray with me this morning. I've been praying all morning. We've been ushering in the Holy Spirit here in our studios in Austin, Texas. And I can tell you, He is palpable this morning. I can feel Him all over me. My soul, my spirit is just bursting with Him. And so I know He is here and I know that He is ready to have His way. So won't you pray with me? Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you today, God, will have your way. That this space, that this ministry, that this time, that this, that my voice, God, is yours. I give it all to you, God. I surrender it all to you. God, I just ask that you take out any spirit of performance that has once lived in me before, God, that's erased by you, Jesus, because today is all about you, God. It's all about your light, that you shine bright. It's about the words that you speak today, God. God, I fully trust you. I trust that your Holy Spirit is here working within me, God, and today, God, that this is your stage, this is your space, this is your time, and that today, God, hungry hearts will be fed, God. They will be fed, and they will be fed so much, God, that they will have more and more to share, that it will be more than enough, God, that your manna continue to rain down, God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, God. We glorify you, we magnify you, and we thank you, God, for the words that you will speak here today. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, any of you who have listened to me before, you know that I can tend to be a storyteller. And this morning, I thought, I have to start out with a story, a little bit of my own testimony, so to speak, because I truly believe this. And some of you, if you're journaling, I want you to write this down. I believe that we hold the keys to someone else's prison. That each one of us hold the keys to someone else's prison. And those keys are our story. They're our testimony. And when I think about it that way, because again, you know, each of us have such a unique story. We have such different trials and tribulations that we have walked through before, right? But there's other people who are standing in prisons that we once stood in, that we were able to break free from because someone else handed us the keys. Can I get an amen on that, right? Someone else was willing to hand us the keys. And so we must share our story. We must share our testimony, because if we don't, we are being selfish. We are letting prisoners stay enslaved, stay in their prisons, because we simply don't believe enough in the keys in which we hold. We believe that, well, what if I mess it up? Right? How many of you have said that before? Well, what if I mess it up? What if I say the wrong thing? I was ministering to a friend just last night through text. I love that we have all these means of ways to minister now today. And I was ministering through her text and reminding her that when the Holy Spirit is speaking through her, she can try with all of her might, but she can't mess it up. She can't mess up the perfect words of Holy Spirit, right? So you can try to get in the way, but when he's ready to come out, right? And he and his presence is there, you can't get in the way. You can't get in the way, and you have to trust in that. And so you have to trust in that when Holy Spirit is walking with you, and remember, his power resides in us, right? He said the gift of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and you will set others free. Right? You will set others free with this gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit that I have laid within you. And we go out and we set others free. And I'm believing that's a word for somebody this morning. So, it's 100 my belief of what I operate in. And anytime that I'm nervous or to share a story or to share something that's on my heart and go, oh, will anybody relate to this? I know that I'm supposed to, right? Can I get an amen on that too? Those times that our self wants to say, no, don't do that. Sit down, stand in the back, stand against the wall. Nobody wants to hear you, right? That God's saying, yes, I gave you a voice, and there's people who are supposed to hear you. There's prisoners who are supposed to be set free today because you speak. Because you speak. And so I want to share with you that this morning, well, actually really, just to be transparent, every week that I come in here and I'm a part of this ministry, every single week, total transparency here, I have this overwhelming feeling inside of me that I'm just supposed to quit. That this is not a gifting. This is not the territory that I'm supposed to be walking in. All of these different lies start to feel like truth. And it doesn't feel good, right? It's definitely not the peace of God, right? It's the confusion of the enemy, right? Doesn't he loves to confuse, right? His sense is all confusion, where God's is a sense of peace, right? And so the spirit of confusion comes upon me, and I get wrestled with it, and I think, I don't know how I even got here, where I even belong. And I wrestle with this, but there's that part of me that says, push through. You're supposed to push through. You are supposed to do this. And this morning, I was still struggling with that, thinking, God, I don't know. I don't want this to be Allison. I don't want this to be anything that has anything to do with me, right? How many of us can identify with that, where we go, God, I want to do your work, but I feel like I'm in the way, right? I constantly feel like I'm in the way. And sure enough, I open up my devotional today, and I have to read this to you, because again, this is a story, and this is how good God is, that when we just turn to him, we turn to his word, and we listen to what he has to say with us. My devotional today was Romans 8, 5 through 8, and I'm going to read from the Message. It says, those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscle, but never get around to exercising it in real life. Those who trust God's action in them find that God's spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious and free life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he is doing. And God isn't pleased with being ignored. Now I have to share with you guys, that wrecked me this morning. Because as I was sitting there arguing with God, trying to figure out, like, God, just please release me from this. This every week, this isn't comfortable, right? I don't have a comfort about this. I wrestle with this. And he delivers me this scripture. And he says, because you're so focused on yourself in this, aren't you? You're focused on your own comfort. You're focused on what you can and can't do, right? Instead of focusing on God and the power that he holds and having faith not just be a word in my life, but actually being a verb, right? Where it's an action, right? It is walking it out each and every moment of every day. And I felt so stirred to share that with you, because I think sometimes, like, I listen to people like Pastor Dale, and I listen to, you know, other people who are mentors in my life, and I listen to them and I think it's so easy for them. Surely they don't struggle. Surely they are walking out in exactly what they're supposed to walk out in. And I don't know if there's some of you who have, maybe you've thought that of watching this. And so I had to share that, because when I've shared these feelings with Pastor Dale before, he said, oh, you're normal. That's normal, right? That's normal. And I come to God's word and I'm like, it's so normal that God wrote about it for us, right? He shared it with us in Romans, right here, the men, that we're going to struggle with the flesh. We're going to struggle with self, but he is not pleased by that. He is not pleased, because when we struggle with our flesh, when we struggle with focusing on ourself, we're focusing less on God. And so today, of course, just how wonderfully he works, right? Today, as I'm praying over your names and I'm getting words, I had this overwhelming sense that God says, today, you are going to do something different. Today, you are going to fully trust me. You see, each prophetic Thursday, I come prepared. I've been praying over your names. I've written down words for your names. And I feel prepared, right? There's a preparedness of, like, okay, again, the self of Allison, all transparency here, feels prepared. And he said, you know, when you come prepared, Allison, you don't have to trust me the way that you do when you're not prepared. And I don't hear God saying that not to prepare. Don't get me wrong there. I think that there's, again, much as Esther, right? I think of Esther, and I think of the 9 months of beauty treatments that she went through, right? To prepare for such a time as this, right? The time that you were created for. Preparation is key. But when we prepare in a way that we go, oh, I don't have to really rely on God, because I've got this. Right? I've got this. And he's saying right here in Romans 8 through 5, you're ignoring me and you're relying on self. Right? And again, in sharing these stories, I'm really feeling Holy Spirit saying those were keys for one of you. I just handed the keys. Sharing my story was handing one of you the keys, because you're struggling with self-absorption. Right? You're struggling with your own comfort. You're struggling with going, well, it's easier to do this, right? It's easier to continue to live in this space, even though it feels awful. It's easier to live here than the uncomfortable of the unknown and just fully trusting God. Because there's that little part of me deep down inside that Satan wants to go, what if God lets you down? Right? What if he doesn't come through? What if he doesn't show up? And trust me, I had those thoughts, right? As soon as he said, you are going to fully trust me, I was like, And what if he doesn't show up? What if he's trying to show everyone something else? And then I thought, wait, my God is not a God who's looking to embarrass me. He's not a God that's looking to lay me out. He is a God that says, no, my beloved, you are a vessel. Let me do my work. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. How many of us need to get out of the way? Get out of God's way, right? We're just standing smack dab right in his way. And I know I'm preaching about this a little bit, but hear me. Some of you, you're standing right in the middle and going, oh, it's okay, God. Let me go before you. Let me go before you, God, because then you know, that'll just make this a little bit easier if I just keep standing a little bit before you. And we have such a gracious God that he says, okay, try that. Go ahead and try. Mm-hmm. You try that. Because see, sometimes he lets us go into these dark places so that we can learn, so that we can grow, and so that we can trust him. And I pray right now in Jesus' name that whoever that story was for, whoever that word spoke through, that I just want to bless you. I want to bless the journey that you're on. I want to just speak to your heart right now that you are not alone. You are not alone, that, you know, that the flesh is something that each and every one of us struggles with. As we become more and more Christ-like, the more and more we have to burn off, right? We've got to let that burn off, that flesh, right? We've got to grow. We've got to grow out of it. And so I just want to encourage you right now. I want to pray for you right now that as you are growing through it, that you're growing through it. As you're going through it, that you're growing through it. And that we never forget that God does not like being ignored. God, I pray for all sense of self to be broken off of me and whoever this word was for, God. God, and I will continue to pray that until the day that I can share your testimony that I am free, completely 100% free, God. I believe that you are a God who can do that. I believe that you are a God that can completely 100% set us free. I believe that Eve, who bore the shame and the guilt and who had the serpent wrapped around her, that Mary showed us, God, what it was like to be free and to be obedient and to trust in you, the Messiah, and that we can be cleansed. Because your word says, God, your word says that will die off one day. That will all die off one day. All that sin, all that shame, it will be gone. And I thank you, Jesus, for washing us white as snow, God. That your blood continues to wash us white as snow. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, God. Amen and amen. All right, so I want to share one of the kind of switch pages from the story, and I want to share a word that I got last night. It was the first word I got as I started praying over your names last night, and it was you know, one of those words where you're like, I was driving and I was like, oh, I can't write this down, I now have that spirit of like, oh, what if I forget, right? Because again, no word shall fall to the ground. Right? We've made a commitment to that. And I want you to make a commitment to that, that as you receive words, that you write them down, right? Because no word should fall to the ground. And so I'm driving and I'm thinking, oh Lord, please help me remember this word. And he is so good to answer our prayers. And I just, here's the word I heard, rainbows. Rainbows. Now, immediately when I say that word, the person who this word is for, their spirit is stirring. There's the leap, right? There it is. That just the one word, rainbows, there's the leap, right? And I heard this word loud and clear, and he said, rainbows, rainbows. And And he said, here's his word, from a word from the Lord. He said, someone that's listening today, their spirit will leap as they hear my word. Someone keeps seeing rainbows. Everywhere you go, you see rainbows. You see them up in the sky. You see double rainbows. You see them on little girls' shirts as they pass by. You see them on signs and stores. It's like everywhere you turn, you see rainbows. And you've even chuckled. You've even gotten to the point where now you chuckle because you're like, this is almost comical. I mean, this is like, it's almost getting ridiculous. Like, why is there this one symbol, this one sign that I keep seeing over and over and over again? And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, but it's not comical. It's not comical and it's not ridiculous. It's deliberate. And it's on purpose. He says, I continue to place rainbows in front of you to remind you of the promises that I have made to you. He says, there's extreme heartache that you have experienced. He says, and I promise you that your heartache has a purpose. Don't doubt my promises. And I heard him say the word rainbow baby. And I don't know if that is for, I have to be honest, because that was a secondary word. So I feel like this might be two different people, who one of you is seeing rainbows for different kind of promises, and one of you seeing rainbows because of the rainbow baby and the heartache that is attached to that baby. But a rainbow baby, a promise, right? The baby that is with him up in heaven, and that there's a baby to come, right? There's a promise through the rainbow. There's a purpose for the heartache. And then as I was praying into this word, I kept hearing the name Heather over and over and over. Heather. And I had to look it up because I thought, God, I felt like maybe it was the person's name who was listening. This is the word who it's for. But I also, there was just this overwhelming sense that there was a Heather in the picture. If that makes sense, that it may not, your name may not necessarily be Heather, but there's a Heather in the picture. And again, remember, his word is just a word. And sometimes the word is I get a word so strong, and but Allison can't make sense of it because it's not my word. And so I can't make sense of it. And so I'm trying really hard to not put Allison in here and make sense of it. But I heard the word Heather, and the meaning of Heather is a flowering evergreen plant that thrives on barren land. Let me read that over. A flowering evergreen. So evergreen, it's always, always evergreen, right? It is thriving on barren lands. And so I'm just believing that today that word that is meant for a couple of you who see those rainbows, that there's a particular sign that God keeps revealing to you, that he's saying something to you, that it's deliberate and it's on purpose. It's not just like, oh, those are pretty, right? Like, it's deliberate and it's on purpose. And I'm believing that there's this person is experiencing extreme heartache right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for expanding this. They're experiencing severe heartache right now. And he wants you to look at this rainbow and go, but I left the rainbow as my presence, as my promise, that I am here with you and my promises never leave you, that I'm a promise keeper, and that although the days are long right now because of the hurt. Thank you, Jesus. And he says, the days are long right now, but you are evergreen. His love is evergreen, and it's flowering and it's blooming in some of the most barren conditions. Thank you, Jesus. Do you receive that? Do you receive that right now he is speaking to you? He is reminding you of his promise, and that your heartache has a purpose. It is time to thrive in these destitute conditions. And I bless you. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless that you are flowering and you are blooming right now. And I see a desert. I see a desert with one solitary heather bush. And it's blooming. And it's managing to stay evergreen. Not because of the conditions that it's in, but because of who it's rooted in. Remember who is rooted within you. And I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. All right, so the next word that I have is for Dina. Dina G. Dina, oh, Heather, I bless you. I bless you. Dina G, I heard Holy Spirit saying, your rose garden is about to multiply. Is about to multiply. He says, you've been set apart. A beautiful, delicate rose. Your petals are soft and they're fragrant. You stood alone for so long in this massive garden, not understanding why you were alone or where you even fit in, questioning the beauty of who I created you to be. You thought more, instead of the petals and their softness and their fragrant beauty, you thought more about the thorns. You say, all these thorns that I have, that must be why so many stay away. All these thorns, they're keeping so many people away. I have this massive garden to share, but no one to share it with. He says, walls that you never put up, but were put on you nonetheless. He says, look around. Look around. Start noticing the beauty of your petals and the fragrance in which they create. Your garden is being multiplied. My beloved, I am multiplying your garden right now. Your influence, your beauty, your resilience has blossomed into a beautiful garden. And I have to share, Dina, that as God was delivering this word to me, I did. I saw this beautiful picture of this well-tilled garden, okay? So all the soil is well-tilled. It's got lots of nutrients. And I saw this one single rose. This one single rose. Maybe I'm going to plug my phone in, maybe. Okay. Batteries. I saw this one single rose, and it stood up out of this beautiful, the soil was beautiful, right? It was just ready, right? It was ready. And I saw this picture and stay with me here, but I saw like the rose petal, that part, the beautiful rose, like she was bending down and she was looking at her thorns and her focus was on these thorns. And soon the focus of the garden started to just blend in like to the, she couldn't even see it because the thorns were so clear. They were so apparent. And as she stared at them, they got bigger and bigger. And I just heard the Lord say, look up, stop looking at the thorns. Did not give you those thorns to keep others away. Those thorns are part of your beauty. And I saw him as soon as the rose lifted her head. It's a beautiful red rose, by the way. Red. It was beautiful red rose. Beautiful green, like nothing had touched it. Right? There was no marks on it. And it was beautiful. And all of a sudden she looks up. And she has this massive, massive bushel of roses next to her. Bushels and bushels of roses filling this once empty land. And I just saw him say, if you just look up and you stop looking at the thorns, the walls that you never built, you're going to see that I've already expanded your territory. that I have already blessed you with other roses, who are there to encourage you, who are there to mentor you, but also there to be mentored by you. They are surrounding you, and you are loved, and they love you for your beauty and your fragrance, but they love you most because you finally looked up and noticed that you weren't alone. I bless you, Dina. I bless you in Jesus' name, and I bless the garden that you are continuing to produce. I see bushel after bushel after bushel expanding and expanding and expanding as he just continues to expand your garden. And he says, I'm your gardener. I'm your gardener, Dina. Don't worry. There will always be more soil, and I'll always be here with my water and my sunshine and the nutrients that you need. Thank you, Jesus. And I hear him saying, you can trust in me and come to me when you need to be pruned. Thank you, Jesus. When you need to be pruned and when the weeds of life start to come in and try to take over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I bless you, Dina, in Jesus' name. Michelle M., he says, you've been in a season of wondering, a season of second guessing, and a season of feeling alone. You say, God, where are you? Why can't I hear you anymore? Why did you leave me here like this? He says, Michelle, I didn't go anywhere. I've been here the same place you left me. It was you who wandered away. You who wandered away from the relationship that we so tightly shared. But he says, I never left. I'm standing here in the same place, welcoming you to come back. He says, come sit with me the way that you once did. Trust in my word in Romans 8:39. Trust that nothing that you have done, no amount of wandering, can ever separate you from my love. Nothing you have done, no distance that you have wandered will ever separate you from my love. It's okay. Come back to the place where you take comfort and refuge. Sit right here in my lap. He says, let's dive back in. Let's dive back in. Let's start right where we stopped. Let's pick up right where we left off. He says, I know you feel deep down that there's a sense that you have disappointed me. And he says, but I love you. I love you. He says, I love you so much. He says, come to Papa. I love you. You will never disappoint me, my love. You are mine and I am yours. He says, remember, Michelle, I'm not a God who keeps score. Thank you, Jesus. And I hear him just expanding this word right now that you may, there's other people who this word is speaking to right now. And those people he's saying, you may have had a father in the flesh that you felt like you disappointed, that no longer loved you, that walked away from you, that left you because you were unlovable, because somewhere along the line you did something wrong, that you messed up. And that he was able to shut off his love from you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying right now, that is not the kind of father that I am. He says, come back and sit in my lap and take comfort and take refuge. That is not the father that I am. I am the father that will hold you and that will love you and that could never be disappointed in you because nothing that you do can ever separate you from my love. And I just hear him saying, write that over and over again. Go dive into Romans 8:39 and be reminded that my word is written there for you, my beloved. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you've done. I am yours and you are mine. And together we will forever be. For the love that I have for you is never ending, but ever expanding. And I bless you. I bless those of you who receive that word. I bless you, Michelle, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Whew. And then I've got a word for Christina L., a short word, Christina. I just heard the Lord say, Christina, you are a woman of influence. He says, get ready. Get ready. I am expanding your territory. And I feel like this is a word that God has spoken to you over and over and over again. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. You don't need to stand in front of God anymore. You don't need to keep walking in front of Him. He says, get out of the way, Christina, because I'm expanding your territory. And it's going to, He said, thank you, Jesus. He says, it's going to come to the point where He's going to be like, just move. Move, because I'm doing a thing here. I'm doing a new work in you because I've invested too much in your story for you to hold on to the keys and not set all of these others free. He's put you in a place where you set others free. He says, but it's an increase right now. Your influence is continuing to increase. And all of the opportunities that keep coming your way, it's time to say yes. It's time to say yes. Yourself, right? Yourself wants to say no because you fear that you're incapable. And He says, I have made you capable. And He says, and I will use you. I will use you because I have created in you a new thing, a new influence, a new territory. And I bless you, Christina, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that expanded word, God. And I told you all that I had written down all of your names. I've written down all of your names and that I was just going to pray over them. But before I get to that, I don't even know how we're doing on time. Okay, oh good, so we've got time. Fantastic. And I'll have Ian come over here in just a minute and pray with y'all. And maybe he can even come with me on this once he hears this word. But I felt it really strong on my heart this morning. There's many who are struggling in the way of marriage. In the way of marriage. And it's not something that we outwardly say, you know, we have a hard time saying I'm struggling in my marriage, right? Or we have a hard time even coming to God because we don't know exactly what we're struggling with, but we know that our marriage is struggling, but we don't know why. And I just, again, this word is just, it was so strong. And so I heard the Holy Spirit saying, the dark has started to feel safer than the light. He says, because it's easy to hide your heart in the dark. It's easier to hide in the dark. And I bless you. I bless you, David, right now. I bless you in Jesus' name. He says, it's easier to hide in the dark. He says, it's been easy to build up walls that no one can get through. Pride and ego and the desire to be right has overcome all understanding. And offense has taken root. He says, and remember that this offense is rooted in unforgiveness. He says, the weeds have started to choke out the depth of the love that once existed between the two of you. And God hears you say, God, we're a mess. How are we ever going to come back from here? How did we get here in the first place? He says, it's time for you to both together bring your mess to me. It's time to be honest, to stop hiding. It's time to break down the walls that you have both built. These walls that were never meant to be built in the first place that separate you. But it's about both of you. Both of you bringing your brokenness. He says, because on the other side of brokenness, mercy is waiting. Mercy is waiting on the other side of your brokenness. He says, and believe me when I say this, love. Love can repair what hurt once tried to divide. His love, you bringing it to the cross, can be repaired through love, through forgiveness, through understanding. He says, the covenant you made was with one another, but never forget that it was also with me. He says, it's time to dig in. And it's time to honor the promises that you have made, not only to each other, but to me, your Lord God. Own up to the mistakes that you have both made. And I just hear the Lord saying right now, because some of you are so focused on what the other one is or isn't doing, that you are losing the focus of where you have failed. And the walls that you have built up, the unforgiveness that resides in your heart, the offense that you have started to take because it's their fault. And he says, no, you need to bring that. You both need to bring that back to me. Both of you, keep the focus on what you need to do right here. What do you need to do? Yes, you both need to come. You both need to own up to the mistakes that you have made and know that reconciliation is available. But it takes work. It takes work. And I see Jesus right now. I see him on the way to his fate up on that hill, dragging his cross. And I hear him saying that it feels right now like you're having to drag the cross. And his heart is breaking that you could ever feel this way. That a covenant that was supposed to be beautiful and magnify him has been torn. And I just hear him say, but I drug that cross for you. So that you would always know that reconciliation is available, that love always wins. That you have a love, but you have to lay it all down. You have to be honest. You have to be willing to work. You have to be willing to work harder on yourself than anything else. He says, because the two of you, the marriage that you share, it's worth fighting for. It's worth dragging the cross and the beatings that you will take. It's worth the people laughing at you. It is worth it because your story is a testimony to his love and that his love always wins. It always prevails. And I hear him saying, it's time to dive back into his word. So many are in the place that they are at in their marriage because they have simply forgotten his words in Ephesians 5:33 to men, love your wives, and wives, respect your husbands. Many of us wives, we've lost respect for the husband because we're feeling unloved. And many of the men are feeling like they can't love their wives because they feel so disrespected. And it's like a tornado, right? There's a tornado happening in these marriages, and one of you's got to jump out. One of you's got to be willing to say, I'm not going to ride this tornado any longer. I'm out. Not out of the marriage, but off of the crazy cycle of the unlove and the disrespect. Because even though you're disrespecting me, I am going to love you. And even though you are feeling unloved, I am going to respect you. And I hear God's word in Philippians 2, 1 through 4. If you've gotten anything at all out of following Christ, if his love has made any difference in your life, if being in community of the Spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care at all, then do me a favor. Be deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way to the front. Put yourself aside. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word for marriage. I think that right now you are healing marriages, that you are there, that you have not forgotten them or forsaken them, God. That your promises, that the love that they once shared can be reignited, God. That the respect that they had can be reignited, God. But God, I hear you saying right now, thank you, Jesus, that you have got to focus on you. God, lift their eyes up to you, God. And let them bring their brokenness to your feet, God. Not their wife's or their husband's brokenness. So many of us want to be little kids and tattle on. Did you see that my wife did this? Did you see that my husband's doing this? And God is saying, we're not here about them. We are here about you right now. What did you do? How did you act? Where was your faith? Where was your trust? Where was your love? Where was your respect? Where is your part in all of this? Because the covenant you made was not just with your wife or your husband. It was with me. And when you don't focus on me, when you focus more on what they're doing wrong and how they're not participating and their brokenness, you are missing the point. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that sometimes you have to break us, God. That sometimes you have to take us to the dark places, God. God, that sometimes we have to be left wandering. That we have to be left wandering in the dark, God. So that we can come to you, Jesus. So that we can let you light our path. God, for in the dark places we grow. That we grow in our trust and our faith in you, God. And I pray that, God, your word, I wrote this down somewhere and I don't know where it disappeared to, but I know he wanted me to share it. And so I'm just gonna trust Holy Spirit here. Holy Spirit, help me deliver your word. Your word that when we go into a dark place, that his light is always present. That the darkness cannot drive out the light. But sometimes we're given just the littlest amount of light so that we can only see one step in front of us. For in those dark places, we grow in our faith and we grow in our trust and we grow in our belief. And I know that there are some of you that you want to come right there with the excuse and say, but God, she doesn't know. She doesn't know what he has done, what she has done. He says, I know. I see it all. And you can keep making excuses, or you can turn it all over and you can leave it at the cross and you can trust. You can trust. And I bless you. I bless that this word, for some of you, it wrecks you right now. For some of you, it gives you hope. For some of you, you're left there in a puddle and you're trying to sit in the misery. That's not the God we serve. Get up out of your misery. Your misery isn't helping anything. He says, for my spirit resides in you, and if my spirit resides in you, then my joy resides in you. And even in the miserable places, in the dark places, my joy will not be driven out. Because what I did on that cross proved for then and for now and forevermore that love always wins. Love always wins. And I just hear him saying, it's time to love yourself. It's time to forgive yourself. It's time to bring your brokenness. It's time to be honest. And it's time to believe. It's time to believe. No more doubt. I'll bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, bless you. All right, I'm going to bring my amazing husband over right now, who we know a little thing or two about marriage, right?
Yes, we've walked through lots together. I love her more today than I ever have at any given time in our marriage. She's amazing and wonderful. And I'll tell you, there's no such thing as perfection out there. Perfection means that there's going to be some imperfection in it. It means there are some tough times. Without the valley, there's no place to grow. You can't just live on a mountaintop. And so embrace that time of change. Embrace that time for change and ask, how can I change? What can I do to be better for you, Lord, for my wife, for my kids, as a husband? It's something that I pray for daily. How can I water my wife? How can I extend more to let her know I love her? There's times and seasons as we drift through life that sometimes my signals are crossed and I'm not hearing what she's needing from me, and that's when things can kind of go awry. But when I start to water her again with what she needs from me, then things balance and start working better in our house for both of us. And so don't forget, your marriage is like a muscle. It's got to be flexed. It's got to be worked on. You've got to work on it daily to keep it in shape. So make sure you're doing so. Great message. Hey guys, I just want to invite you. I know there's been so many names and people that are praying, asking for prayer today. I want to encourage you to utilize the resources of Breakout Ministries. And one of those is that you can head to bpnradio.com. And at BPN Radio, there's the Breakout Ministries tab. And in that tab, it will lead you to letspraymerica.com, where you can submit a prayer request that goes to the National Prayer Coordinator, where your first name, again, your prayers and your requests are held in confidence, but the National Prayer Coordinator will extend your prayers out there to our prayer team, and you will be prayed over for 7 days. And we've seen amazing stories come out of it, and we look forward to your story of what happens for you when you submit that prayer request and you bring the power of believers in prayer on your side with whatever it is that you're dealing with and going through. So again, that's bpnradio.com. The Breakout Ministries tab, Let's Pray America, and you can submit a prayer request. Also want to mention, obviously, this program is fully funded and supported by our loyal viewers and by the members of Breakout Radio Church. And we want to thank you all for all of your tithes, regular tithes, and for your contributions that you give during the week to this programming. And I want to invite you, those on BPN Radio and on Facebook Live, to be a contributor to our program and our programming and helping us continue to answer the call to go into all of the world and spread the gospel. And so if it's on your heart to give today, you can do so at bpnradio.com. There's another tab there that says donate, and that's our donate button. It allows you to give with a credit or debit card via PayPal. Or if you prefer, you can send a check payable to Breakout Ministries, and you send that to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And of course, all of your donations are tax deductible and very much appreciated as we continue again to keep this ministry going, the airwaves growing, continue to have amazing content throughout the week. Such as on Marketplace Saturdays, where if you're a business person, you can tune in and hear business tips all day long on Saturdays. And we have Preaching Sundays, which has been just an amazing Sunday where we've got special guest pastors from across the country whom are preaching in half hour or 1 hour increments all day on Sunday. So if you need to get your cup filled up and maybe you walked away from where you regularly attend church going, I need more and I want more, tune in to BPN Radio on Sundays, and you can listen to amazing preachings and messages given from a lot of our listeners and a lot of our people just like you. And so we thank you so much for being a part of this ministry and this broadcast. I love the message that Allison just shared with you all again. And you know, we want to pray for all of you out there and finish up this broadcast as we're finishing here today. So you want to pray together? She's got more. All right. So we will keep going and come back to you momentarily.
I hope y'all, it's okay if I go a little bit over. I think we're okay on the radio if I go a little bit over. So those of you, thank you for sticking with me. I had promised And I feel like, again, I want to make sure that I keep my promises, not just to you, but obviously to God, that I would trust him and all of these names that I had written down, that I would be praying over them. And as I prayed over them, that if a word was delivered for them right here, that I would deliver that word. And isn't it amazing? I turned over a page and I saw what God had put on my heart earlier. And just about the dark. And one thing that I wanted to add to that, because it was almost, thank you, Holy Spirit, that he just delivered everything that I had written down, he had already said. But a lot of that word stemmed from Job 12:22. Job 12:22 says, he uncovers mysteries hidden in darkness, and he brings to light the deepest gloom. And so I love that, because obviously Job knows a few things about that, right? And he knew a few things about the darkness and about gloom and about believing that God can bring those to light. And just want to encourage those of you, you know, I've heard the saying over and over and over again, remember in the dark what God has shown you in the light. But as you journey, I want to also remind you to remember that God gives us enough light to direct our path, right? One, even if it's just one step at a time, that he gives us enough light to direct our path. And so I just want to start praying over your names. And as God gives me a word, Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you that you are allowing us to continue today, that you are allowing us to go over and just trust in you, God. And I thank you for the words that you have already given today, that you have already blessed people with. And I just ask, Lord, that you continue to have your way, that you continue to flow here, God. And until you tell us that it's time to end, I thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. And I surrender to you, God. God, I want to thank you for Jana W. in Texas. Jana, I bless you, and I bless what the Lord is doing in your life. I bless that as we spoke about rainbows, thank you, Jesus, as we spoke about rainbows, I heard God say that that you continue to see butterflies, that you continue to see butterflies, and Hope S. in Oklahoma. I'm hearing the same word for you, so Hope and Jana. Butterflies, that God has shown you butterflies, and thank you, Jesus. I just hear him saying, like, that there needs to be a remembering of who you are, and that everything you do matters, because there's been long a story, or it's long been told, I guess, that when a butterfly flaps his wings, that eventually on the other side of the world, someone will feel that the presence of that wind that was created by the butterfly flapping their wings. And if for so long it used to just be a story, and then physicists got a hold of it and said, no, it's actually real. When a butterfly flaps its wings, that it's felt on the other side. And I just hear God saying that he keeps showing you those butterflies to remind you that you are a butterfly, and that everything you do matters, everything that you say matters. And in a world where we tend to get focused on, you know, is it mattering what I'm doing, what I'm saying? I just hear God want a confirming word for you right now, that those butterflies are confirmation for you, that you are seeing those butterflies as a confirmation of his promise, but also to the reminder that you matter. What you're doing matters. Each of us serve as his hands and feet in different ways, right? You know, if we all served in exactly the same manner, can you imagine? We would just be one hand. We would just be one hand. We would not be a full body. And I hear him saying, in the way that you are serving right now as my hands and feet is making a difference. You are making an impact. You are creating legacy, generational, a generational whoosh. Thank you, Jesus, is being felt. There's a butterfly whoosh that's being felt from what you're doing right now, the way that you are serving God right now matters. And I bless you, Jana. I bless you, Hope, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I bless you, Misty. I bless you. I bless you, faithful servant of God. Misty, I see you as a woman who is down on your knees. You're on your knees and you're constantly believing God. You're believing for God. And thank you, Jesus. He says, yes, you're a woman who knows struggle. But he says, it's time to stand up, Missy. It's time to stand up and yes, you're a woman who will fall to your knees in an instant when you need to. But he says, there is also times when, Misty, I need you to stand up and I need you to walk out. I need you to share the belief and I need you to share all the stories every single day where I have continued to show up in your life. And I need to just share that testimony. There is someone out there right now that they are feeling hopeless in their marriage. They are feeling hopeless in their finances. They are feeling like they are down in the mud and they are stuck and that God has completely forgotten them. And Misty, it's your turn to get up off of your knees and reach out your hand. Reach out your hand. Extend a limb to them. Thank you, Jesus. Extend a limb. Extend whatever finances I have blessed you with. Extend that to them. Let them know that I am real and that I am working in their lives just as I am working in yours. And I hear that there is a healing taking place right now. And I pray, God, right now that there is an anointing that comes over Misty right now. God, let her receive it. Let her receive that anointing in your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. And I bless you, Missy, in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Casey D in Alaska. Oh, Casey, I just hear the Lord saying, Casey, you are so sweet. Thank you, Jesus. I hear you have a heart for animals, Casey. You have a heart for nature and for wildlife. And you love to be in the outdoors, Casey. You love to be one with all that He has created. And I just hear that there. Thank you, Jesus. I just see you, Casey. I don't know you, so I don't see you, your face, but I see you standing out in nature and you just praising Him and thanking Him for all that He is doing. And Casey, I just hear God saying right now that you are going to do a work. There's going to be a mission that He's going to send you on that is going to it's going to be revolved around wilderness. I hear wilderness and there's helping animals that are being trapped, animals that are being wrongly, thank you, Jesus, that are being wrongly killed and hunted. And I just, again, your heart aches for those animals and for His beautiful creatures. And I bless you, Casey. I bless the mission that God is sending you on in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Nanette M. in Florida, I bless you, Nanette. I bless you. I bless that you have a circle of women who are around you, a Bible study. There's some sort of circle of influence and of women that you have. And I just bless this ministry that you are in. And thank you, Jesus. I hear Him saying that it's not necessarily in a quote-unquote ministry of what many of us think a ministry looks like, but there's women who are looking up to you for mentorship. They're looking up to you for leadership, and that circle is continuing to grow. And I see them actually like circled around you, Nanette. I see them circled around you, and they're waiting. It's like they're waiting with their cups, and they're waiting to get filled up. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful picture. They're there with their cups, and they're waiting to get filled up. And I see you standing in the middle, Nanette, and there's some sort of confusion of how did I get here? Why am I placed here? But there's also a sense of feeling like I don't know if I have enough in me to pour out. And I just see God. I see God with this, you know, up in the heavens, and He's pouring out this massive amount, just flooding you so that you continue. You'll always have enough. He says, you'll always have enough, Nanette, because you continue to look up to Me. Even when you feel empty, when you feel in your flesh and in yourself like you don't have enough, that you look up and you feel that you feel my pouring over you. You feel that rain washing over you so that you continue to have enough to pour out. Thank you, Jesus. And it's in the net, the circle just keeps getting bigger and bigger. The more you look up to him, the more you allow him to pour onto you, the more these women come to you with their cups and saying, please fill us up. Fill us up so that we can pour out in the way that you do, Nanette. And I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Heather R. in Texas. Heather, I bless you. I bless you, sweet Heather. I bless the tears that you've shed today. The tears that you've shed today, the tears that you shed yesterday, I bless that those are God's healing tears, that he's doing a work inside of you. He says, it's okay. Sometimes it's going to rain. Sometimes it's going to pour. Just know that I am healing you. I am healing you, and I am doing something in you. I am using that healing for a purpose. I am using your story for a purpose, for his glory. And I bless you, Heather, in Jesus' name. And Regina, oh, Regina, I bless you in Jesus' name. Regina R. in Texas. Regina, mighty woman of God, I hear God saying, you have already poured out so much. Your life devoted to a life of service, a life of service. And I hear him saying, he has been showing you that your service is not over. And that you tried to argue and say, no, God, I'm in retirement. I'm in retirement. He's saying, yes, but your service isn't over. Your service isn't over because you're still here. You're still under construction yourself, but there is still more construction that you need to help with. I thank you, Jesus. I hear him, the analogy of like a general contractor. He's promoted you to general contractor, that yes, there's a little bit of construction left in your own life, but you're now a GC. You're a GC. They say, pull out of retirement. You've got to pull out of retirement. You've got to pull out of those thoughts because you still have so much to give, and you have so many that need to hear from you. They need to hear his word from you, and I bless you. We're off of, I never got plugged in. We're off of Facebook. So hopefully those of you who are listening are still on Facebook Live, we're going to go ahead and keep going here until we feel Holy Spirit just end this session. Rhonda S. in Texas. I bless you, Rhonda. I bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Rhonda, I see a basketball. I don't know exactly what that basketball. I hear the Holy Spirit saying coach, basketball coach. I don't know if that is someone that is in your life, Rhonda. Yes, thank you, Jesus. It's someone in your life. There's a basketball coach, and I just I hear Holy Spirit saying to reconnect back with the things that you've learned, that you have been coached, that you've been shown. You'll have to bring that to Holy Spirit. I have no idea what he's saying with the basketball. I definitely see a basketball though. So I just have to be clear with that. And I bless you, Rhonda. I bless what God has an expansion of this word for you as you bring it back to him in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I bless each and every one of you who have brought your names to us. We will continue to pray over your names. We will continue to ask God to reveal a word that he has for you. Remember that you can always join Rhonda Kinzer on Fridays if you need additional prayer. She goes live on Facebook, but also on BPN Radio. And then Papa Dale, of course, will be back for Prophetic Tuesday. And as we close today, I just want to close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, God, for the opportunity to serve you today, God, for the opportunity that you present for each and every one of us to serve you, to be your hands and feet, God. God, that you never leave us or forsake us. God, that you are always with us. And that, God, that we focus our focus on you, God, that it's not about us and self, that it's about you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for setting us on the right path, continuing to light the way for us, God, as we walk in the direction that you have for us. We trust you, God, and we walk in faith as an action of obedience and trust. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. For me, love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how are for me. Oh, how he loves, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. And we are his portion, and he is our prize. Redemption by the grace in his eyes. If his grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. And heaven meets earth like an ultra sink kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all.
Oh, When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roam, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well. This glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
One hills can see. And one touch from Jesus' nail-scarred hands is all you need. When you ask of him, he will answer with, I will. You will find his healing power is flowing still. Jesus is your healer, his power still the same as when he walked in Galilee and healed the sick and lame. Reach out and touch his garment.
Reach out and touch his garment.
He will make you whole. Jesus is your healer. Let his healing flow.
Jesus is your healer.
Jesus is.
the sunshine and the storm. And my dreams are set in stone. And someday I'll be who I wanna be. For now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again. Walls have stood and walls have fallen, but my heart seems to wait. For now, I'll sit at the end of the road. And for now, I'll wait at the end of the path.
So much pain, so much darkness in this world, we stumble through.
His amazing grace.
You hold on to be worth it all. I believe this. You're gonna be worth it. You're gonna be worth it. You're gonna be worth it.